All right, we are here with Jeremy Johnson. She is the Marketplace Manager for the Better Business Bureau in the Northwest and Pacific regions. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
So you were reached out to me. Naturally, there is probably a lot of online ordering happening, and not just that, but shipping packages to loved ones, friends, families for Christmas. But there's a scam happening that people are impersonating postal delivery services.
Yes. What we're seeing is, you know, services like FedEx, UPS, the Postal Service, any agency that or organization that is delivering packages is kind of being targeted. And scammers, con artists are, you know, fabricating emails looking like it's coming from those organizations, saying things like there's delivery notification or there's delivery problem, that something's wrong with the package that's coming your way. And so it really can lure people in because people are looking out the window and waiting for that package to come for Christmas.
So you mentioned that there's going to be just some, you know, update, there may be a problem and they want you to input your information. There could actually be a problem with your shipment that maybe isn't coming from a scammer. So how do you differentiate between an actual shipping problem and maybe a scammer's shipping problem?
You definitely want to be careful when you are receiving these emails. So many of these emails, within the email, they'll say, click on this link. And you definitely want to be careful when you're clicking on those links, because most often, if it is a phishing email, which that's what we at the Better Business Bureau call an email that you're getting that's trying to fish for your information. And if you get those and they're asking you to click on a link, that often is taking you to an unsecure website location where they can either put ransomware, malware on your computer, or they can better, you know, get your information off just your computer as well. So definitely if you get an email that there's something wrong with that, a lot of times with so many orders, you have a tracking number or something like that, it's better to just go straight to the website yourself and maybe use that tracking number or call and say, I got this email, just to make sure you're not giving out or clicking on links that is going to put you, your computer, your personal or financial information at risk.
Now, these kinds of emails are not just exclusive to Christmas or, you know, other holidays where we're shipping packages. These kinds of phishing emails happen all year. So how can people be kind of alert and protect themselves against these kinds of phishing emails throughout the year?
You know, the best thing to do is, like we've discussed, is just be really careful when they're sending you to a link. Also looking at the email, looking maybe for that HTTPS, like if you're clicking on things to see if that's secure. And anytime, just be wary if you're asked to click on a link to go to another location, you know, another web location as well. And also, people, you do want to be wary. These con artists are very good. There is, besides phishing, there is another term we use called spear phishing. And what that means is those con artists, the scam artists, have collected information about you personally from other breaches or other types of ways to obtain your information, and they're specifically targeting you knowing what you've done. So you may be targeted by, you know, a store that you know, it looks like a store you've just shopped at, or it looks like something you just bought, because they've somehow got your information other places. So these emails can definitely seem very real. So it's just more important to say, you know, I'm not quite sure that this may not sound right, or I'm just going to handle this, you know, on my own.
Well, we have been here with Jeremy Johnson from the Better Business Bureau. She's a marketplace manager for the Northwest and Pacific regions, and she's been giving us some information about making sure our holidays aren't ruined by scammers and phishing emails. So thank you so much.
Thank you.